In 2878, centuries after man's diaspora to the stars began, 50,000 colonists left Earth aboard the sublight hibernation starship Jason, bound for the Manticore binary star system. This was the unassuming start to a nation that would one day stand amongst the mightiest powers in known space, the Star Kingdom of Manticore. Yet dreams of future glory were far from the minds of the initial settlers, forced to endure a tedious journey that lasted 640 years. Suspended and preserved through cryonics, the colonists were occasionally woken to perform repairs aboard the Jason, while the expedition's leader, Roger Winton, used the centuries to invest their remaining funds so as to support the development of a new colony when they arrived and guard against any unforeseeable complications. Developments in spacefaring technology meant that the Jason was not the first ship to arrive in Manticore, and the colonists were pleasantly surprised to learn that centuries of prudent investment had allowed Roger Winton to purchase some initial infrastructure and the use of 4 frigates to guard against piracy that had sprung up across the centuries. With this unexpected boon, the colonists quickly set to work establishing their holdings on the primary planet Manticore, namesake of the system. By 3525, they had expanded their efforts to Sphinx and Griffin, the 2 other habitable, though less comfortable, planets in the system. The colony prospered across the decades, its growth interrupted only by intermittent skirmishes with the Free Brotherhood, a loose confederacy of pirates who had come to prowl the vulnerable systems of the frontier. The greater danger, however, was the outbreak of a unique alien plague on Manticore itself. The epidemic, while severe, was overlooked as a serious health risk until it mutated into a far deadlier variant and spread to neighboring Sphinx and Griffin. Successive mutations prevented any vaccine from easing the crisis, and by the time a truly effective cure had been developed and the plague eradicated, nearly 60% of the Manticorean system's population had been lost, including many of its key technical experts. In dire need of more colonists, Roger Winton, endowed with widespread support and respect amongst the Manticore citizenry for his reliable leadership, proposed rewriting the Constitution to encourage a new wave of immigration while ensuring the original colonists would retain the influence they had worked and bled for. In 3588, the peerages of the Star Kingdom of Manticore were born under a constitutional monarchy, with Roger Winton crowned as the first reigning monarch. The kingdom was bound to the Manticore Constitution, which clearly defined the monarch's limits of power, included a declaration of universal rights, and carefully balanced the role of a monarchy with the will of the people. This latter aspect of the state was enforced through the bicameral Manticore Parliament, which consisted of the Upper House of Lords and the Lower House of Commons. Members of Parliament were elected every 4 years from a variety of political parties and independents. Officials from the leading party were appointed to the Royal Council, which itself was led by a Prime Minister and responsible for advising the Crown on matters of state. But the most critical reform implemented during the establishment of the Star Kingdom was a tiered citizenship program which helped alleviate the devastation brought about by the Manticore Plague. Depending on how much capital they were willing to commit to their new home, prospective immigrants were granted 1 of 3 levels of citizenship: secondary shareholders, yeomen, and zero balancers. Secondary shareholders could purchase noble patents, which included titles to either planetary or orbital property. Most of these new shareholders chose terrestrial estates, but a select few instead opted for the industrial rights to mineral dominions in the nearby Pegasus Belt. Some of these industrial shareholders would later grow into the most wealthy and influential members of the hereditary aristocracy. For those unable to afford such titles, yet able to travel to Manticore by their own means, the Star Kingdom granted yeoman status. These citizens were given land and credit upon arrival, and became eligible to vote after 1 year of residence. Even for those who were unable to afford the journey yet dreamed of a new world full of possibilities, citizenship was possible. In exchange for travel to Manticore, the so-called Zero Balancers were allowed to find employment and were granted full citizenship status after 5 years of residence. All residents, full citizens and landed immigrants, had equal human rights, but differences in voting status upon arrival led to three disparate social groups. Prejudice based upon the immigrant status of a citizen's ancestors became entrenched throughout the kingdom's society on all three planets, regardless of an individual's current economic status. Intermingling between the three classes was socially discouraged. Feuds grew commonplace and could last for centuries. Despite these social idiosyncrasies, fresh waves of immigrants allowed the exploration of the system to continue, bringing with it remarkable new discoveries. On the world of Sphinx, contact was made with a shy arboreal species known as tree cats. These creatures were originally estimated to have a low sentience rating, but as more humans acquired strange, lifelong empathic bonds with tree cats, a conspiracy of silence grew to obfuscate the true nature of their underlying intelligence in an effort to protect them from exploitation. Eventually, their nature was revealed, and the tree cats were recognized as a sentient race by the Manticore government, given the rights inherent to such a life form, as well as ownership over a third of Sphinx in perpetuity. Greater still, however, was the discovery of a massive wormhole junction within the Manticore star system. Having already revolutionized interstellar travel through much of human space, this discovery made the Star Kingdom one of the most valuable trade hubs in the sector almost overnight. Manticore was soon amongst the wealthiest systems in the galaxy, rivaling even Sol. The tremendous advantage afforded to Manticore by this development drew the frustration of several other star systems, and accusations of high-handedness and arrogance often sounded amongst the kingdom's economic and military adversaries. In order to administer the massive volume of traffic that flowed through Manticore, the Royal Manticorean Astro Control Service was established shortly after the discovery of the junction. This uniformed civilian service, responsible for traffic control and customs inspection, operated bases stationed at the central node and at each of the six terminus points: Basilisk, Beowulf, Gregor, Hennessy, Metapan, and Trevor's Star. It supplemented the already formidable Royal Manticorean Navy, which had likewise benefited from the system's economic rise, and together with the Royal Manticorean Marine Corps and the Royal Manticorean Army, constituted the kingdom's armed forces. These were stationed across the star system, operating in fleets or independent task forces, and tasked with the protection of the wormhole junction. These forces prioritized initiative and aggressiveness, a doctrine pioneered by the legendary Edward Saganami, widely regarded as the father of the modern Royal Manticorean Navy. The nation's consistent economic stability, paired with egalitarian financial opportunities, resulted in an unusually low amount of internal unrest throughout its history. The only exception to this occurred in 3824, when rising tensions on Griffin between the highly conservative aristocracy and the fiercely independent yeomanry led a prolonged period of civil disobedience that became known as the Griffin Uprising. For 2 years, the conflict raged across the planet, until the Crown finally intervened. The Royal Manticorean Army was deployed in support of the yeomanry, ending the rampant corruption of the local nobles. Beyond the occasional confrontation with small local pirate elements, the Star Kingdom enjoyed no genuine threat to their sovereignty until the 3950s, when the Republic of Haven embarked on a policy of conquest as a means of propping up its bloated and crumbling welfare state. With the foresight long associated with the House of Winton, King Roger III, the 15th reigning monarch, directed a policy of military rearmament, quickly making the Manticore armed forces the most advanced in the galaxy as a counterweight to its smaller manpower base. Renewed efforts were also made to locate any undiscovered termini linked to the Manticore wormhole junction. The discovery of such a terminus in the Basilisk system would lead the Star Kingdom to annex Basilisk outright, leading to a military standoff with the Republic of Haven. The Star Kingdom of Manticore has long enjoyed a place of superiority over its neighbors and rivals, owed first to its economic forethought, and later to its control over a critical wormhole junction. The newly anointed Queen Elizabeth III, while young, recognizes the stark realities of her kingdom's position. For all across the galaxy, the Star Kingdom of Manticore is looked upon with envious eyes. In audio log, the Templin Institute describes the nations, factions, and organizations of alternate worlds that lack the visuals for a traditional investigation. Audio log is the third of four new pilots we're introducing day by day this week. If you'd like to see the Templin Institute investigate the North American Commonwealth, Terran Republic, the culture, or others, a pledge of just $1 a month to our Patreon will get you a vote when the polls open this Friday.